Father, we ask and pray that as Christians who have trusted in Jesus Christ alone for the forgiveness of all our sins, that as Christians, Father, we would be known in the world as those who greatly fear the Lord. Father, we ask that you'd work in our hearts today, that you'd encourage and strengthen us to take up our cross and follow the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask that you'd fill us with your Holy Spirit. We ask that you'd write your word upon our hearts. And we ask and pray, Father, that you would make this reading of your scriptures with comments now a blessing to us throughout the day. And this we ask and pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Welcome to the Spurgeon's Devotional Podcast, a Christian podcast seeking to honour the Lord Jesus Christ, brought to you by David Mackereth. This is the devotion for February the 19th. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. 2 years rolled away and Joseph was still in prison, for the right time had not come. If the vision tarry, let us wait for it. Genesis 41, verses 1, 8, 16, and 25 to 36. And it came to pass at the end of 2 full years that Pharaoh dreamed, and in the morning his spirit was troubled, and he sent and called for all the magicians of Egypt and all the wise men thereof, and Pharaoh told them his dream, but there was none that could interpret them unto Pharaoh. Then spake the chief butler unto Pharaoh, saying, I do remember my faults this day. Pharaoh was wroth with his servants and put me in ward in the captain of the guard's house, both me and the chief baker, and we dreamed a dream in one night. I and he, we dreamed each man according to the interpretation of his dream. And there was there with us a young man, an Hebrew servant to the captain of the guard. And we told him, and he interpreted to us our dreams. To each man according to his dream he did interpret. And it came to pass, as he interpreted to us, so it was, me he restored unto mine office, and him he hanged. Then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him hastily out of the dungeon, and he shaved himself and changed his raiment, and came in unto Pharaoh. Spurgeon says, Joseph was under no obligation to anyone for his release. He was fetched out of prison because the king needed him. Like his ancestor Abraham, he owed not a thread or a shoe latchet to any man. God's people shall thus be made the head and not the tail. The king of Egypt could not say, I have made Joseph rich. The Lord will exalt his servants in the best time and in the best manner. Verse 15. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I have dreamed a dream, and there is none that can interpret it. And I have heard say of thee that thou canst understand a dream to interpret it. And Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, It is not in me. God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. Spurgeon says, Then the king detailed his double dream to Joseph, which was at once interpreted by divine illumination. Joseph humbly and plainly ascribing all his knowledge to the true God. Pharaoh had complimented him, but he was not a man of vain mind, and therefore disclaimed all honour for himself. Verse 25. And Joseph said unto Pharaoh, The dream of Pharaoh is one. God hath showed Pharaoh what he is about to do. The 7 good kine are 7 years, and the 7 good ears are 7 years. The dream is one. And the 7 thin and ill-favoured kine that came up after them are 7 years, and the 7 empty ears blasted with the east wind shall be 7 years of famine. This is the thing which I have spoken unto Pharaoh. What God is about to do he showeth unto Pharaoh. Behold, there come 7 years of great plenty throughout all the land of Egypt, and there shall arise after them 7 years of famine, and all the plenty shall be forgotten in the land of Egypt, and the famine shall consume the land. And the plenty shall not be known in the land by reason of that famine following, for it shall be very grievous. And for that the dream was doubled unto Pharaoh twice. It is because the thing is established by God, and God will shortly bring it to pass. Now for Thou therefore let Pharaoh look out a man discreet and wise, and set him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint officers over the land, and take up the 5th part of the land of Egypt in the 7 plenteous years. And let them gather all the food of those good years that come, and lay up corn under the hand of Pharaoh, and let them keep food in the cities. And that food shall be for store to the land against the 7 years of famine which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land perish not through famine. Spurgeon says, Here was practical wisdom. This is what we should seek of God. Knowledge is of little service unless it be prudently utilized. To be anxiously careful for the future is wrong, but provident prudence is so evidently a virtue that we wonder any should question it. The hymn is, ill that God blesses is our good, and unblessed good is ill, and all is right that seems most wrong if it be his dear will. I have no cares, O blessed Lord, for all my cares are thine. I live in triumph, Lord, for thou hast made thy triumphs mine.